soon. And you will forgive me if I speak bluntly.
You suck.
I came here to give you these robots.
He does suck.
The result is, we pretend to have achieved perfection.
You're not being paid to screw up.
This does not mean giving up any freedom to act irresponsibly.
What do you mean?
Freedom to pursue profitable aggression and war. Your choice is simple. Pursue your present course and live in peace, or join us and face obliteration.
You're just saying that to try and scare me.
We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
Okay.
Bob. And again, in Ruth 16:23, we read, "For we shall gain great comfort from this, that he who shall turn his head from the brightness of the Lord shall have it loose from his neck." And since we have time for today, let's close now the passage from Ezekiel 12:14. Busy. Want a cup of coffee? You don't have a bathroom, do you? Don't pump me. You know how things go. Busy. Want a cup of coffee? You don't have a bathroom, do you? Don't pump me. You know how things go.
Everybody knows you run around town. All my friends, what you doing? Bay a bay, more.
That was Michael Pappy, dear friends, and we've also heard a whole bunch of cool new Lee Murr cut-ups, which we've got more of for this hour of Slack, number 981. And thanks to So-So Dada for the beginning titles of this particular show. And now, Pimp Daddy Supreme will tell us about the record business.
Music has an interesting power and influence in our lives, doesn't it? Music is an area that affects you as a teen probably more than any other medium. Who's making your choices for you? Will you think about this for just a moment?
One, two, three.
It's the record business. It should be obvious anything with such power to do good can also be twisted to do evil. Yes, music is a powerful force for good or evil. Young people use music to reflect their own ideas, frustrations, questions, and attitudes. And some of their music responds to these questions.
Yeah, that's us.
What kind of music dominates your life?
Yeah, that's us.
Are you deciding for yourself?
Yeah, that's us.
Or are you allowing Hollywood to direct your life?
We're all stars now.
Let's tell it like it is. Popular music is helping to corrupt the youth of America.
Hi, my name is...
The big bold beat may disguise the message, and many kids tell me they really don't pay any attention to the words. But you know as well as I do that those words come through loud and clear. Sock it to me, baby. Gimme. But is that what the kids are listening to? Not necessarily. Yes, what the world needs now is sex, shock, and hold on a minute. What kind of music is this pop music? I think you know the answer to that. Conforming to the world's ideas, these people are merely following the crowd. Music. On the other hand,
jam the box.
You know differently. Teenagers, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold. Stop, look, and listen. music must be free. Does that make sense? But maybe where we disagree is what we mean by music. And it's characterized in songs like this one, with which we conclude.
Well, you gotta watch out. This could lead to dancing.
Bob and Connie really enjoy life.
Hey, victory at sea, Bob.
The Oido is warming up again. This time it's for the jumps. He holds the world's record of well over 100 feet in Bob jumping.
Cool.
Not even job will save you this.
From PR News in Washington, I'm the theory, not a fact. Today, a federal judge shot a pregnant Palestinian man who was driving his neighbor to a campground in the Angeles National Forest.
Killed by a bullet to the head.
At least 10 people have collapsed and destroyed 15 homes. In the northern Gaza Strip, defense lawyers from 8 African countries are suspended out of fear of more PR news. In the latest from Wall Street, the 36-10-581 to 2090. I'm stranded in PR news, Washington.
New drugs, new treatments. These men must keep pace with time. And now observe that man, the one carrying a briefcase, a salesman. He too must keep pace, not with formulas or drugs, but with people. His stock in trade is people, and people change.
For is the most important thing in the world. Our slack!
Slack! Yeah.
Now some people say, oh yeah, slack. What? Slack? What do you mean? Well, we won't tell you. As the great hell, the philosophers of the Hell's Angels used to say, those who say don't know, and those who know don't say. So I should shut up. But instead I'll keep at it, because friends, slack. Slack is different for each person. Ideally, it's something for nothing. And for some people, slack is a lot of money. For some people, slack is sex. But for some people, slack is stamp collecting, bird watching, tinkering with their little computer. Who knows? You know, people have everybody has their own weird, perverted idea of slack. But friends, Bob is sex. Bob is money, and Bob is slack. It's that simple. We stand here trying to explain all this stuff, but it doesn't matter. Those are just words. When you look at that face, that's really all you need to know. If when your eyes fall upon that dotted dot pattern of a face, if you think, that's kind of cool, and I don't know why, then you know you are a sub-genius. It is only Bob. All the rest of it is just a pathetic human preacher bullshit and an attempt to make some more money for his mighty empire. But really, all you need to do is just stare into that face. It's pure religious love. And boys, it's not queer if it's Bob. You know, it's a religious thing. It's a religious love. Friends, you know, you don't try to over-rationalize religion. That just, it's crazy. Religion has to be crazy. It can't make any sense. By definition, that would wreck it. Let me put it this way. Bob sold it. I smoked it. That settles it. That's all I need to do. Bob said it. And I'm gonna believe it. Did I have faith? That's what faith is all about. Some people say, oh, I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in magic. Friends, there is a type of magical miracle that happens every day, a million times a day. And I don't mean the beauty of a leaf falling from a tree. The miracle, the incredible, unbelievable miracle that happens every day is that so many people can believe such stupid crap! And yet they do! And that is the miracle of faith, my friends. And we will not let any other religion be any crazier than we are, as far as faith goes. Bob sold it, I smoked it, that settles it. As Bob said, you must learn to pull the wool over your own eyes. You're still blind, but at least it's your wool and not theirs. So, again, the conspiracy wants everyone to have the same idea of slack, and they show it on their commercials all the time. Oh, my team just won. I'm drinking Miller beer. I'm surrounded by this year's model, good-looking person. I have a good, respectable job, yet I'm drunk. Whoa, I have slack. Oh, no, and you're thinking, no, that's not slack. That's pink boy stuff. Real slack is smoking dope and watching MTV. You know, friends, it is such a delicate line to figure out what is the true slack for you and what is the false slack. Some people think that slack means being lazy, and for some, that certainly is true. But then there are those are the rewardian subgeniuses. For some of us, we emergentiles, for instance, slack is when we're working, but at what we wanted to work at. And then you forget to eat, you forget to drink or breathe or pee, you just make a big puddle under your desk and keep working or whatever it is you do, you know, maybe you're a sports guy and you like to run or something. You get into the zone where everything is true and right and you know you're doing the right thing. And friends, that's when you suddenly know that life is worth living, you are actually pretty smart, and everything truly is as psychedelic as that old t-shirt that you can't fit into anymore. That is the thought that you have to hold on to. That is the slack, the moment of slack. Sometimes the more undeveloped subgeniuses come to me and go, well, I paid my 20 euro, but I still don't have slack, Bernstein. No, you have misunderstood everything. You have to make the slack. You're just paying us to give you a pep talk so you won't forget. We know how difficult it is to be alone in this world and be a loner. You know, some of us, well, this is an organization, it's a disorganization for non-joiners. So it's never really been very big. I guess it wasn't a good business idea. The great thing about Bob is you don't want to have one of those other gods breathing down your neck telling you what to do. You don't want a bunch of other religious, your fellow religious fanatics. You just want to be alone, but you like Bob. You can be alone with Bob. You can be alone with Bob. That's the miracle of our very special guru. Friends, but so many people are laboring under this addiction, a foul addiction to money, filthy lucre. Well, actually, we could use more of that ourselves. Bob is not a communist, exactly. He doesn't want everyone to be equally poor. No, he wants everyone to be equally rich, gluttonously, piggishly rich, but without working. Yeah.
According to Bob, there's no hard evidence to prove Bob's story either.
And it's not going to be two-headed blowjob, contrary to popular demand. I thought we were dancing with a hard-on. We'll be right back.
Bob.
Did anyone mention Bob?
Yeah, boy.
Bob's arriving next week.
Divine.
Oh, excuse me. Bob!
Outstanding.
Come on and sit down, Bob.
Gluteus maximus.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
People lost in a world of pills.
They're good.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Bodhisattva, won't you take me by the hand, someone to watch over me, Ave Maria Stella, Dei Mater Alma.
So nice to be with you again. Start a new week together,
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two.
I'm not the only solo. Choose love, hit and run. Tad Jack Shaw brought you up back again. See you had your fun, but See you had your fun, but I must leave your planet now and return to a world of cold and unemotional galaxy beings. I will give them my report and I will be destroyed. I have failed in my mission, not because I am weak, but because you are stronger. Can you throw beetle?
We hold issued by Amnesty International today charged the Argentine government with flagrant violations of human rights of the very
bone, code, nucleus, multiply the house, bloom, blood, terminate the sign of host.
So,
you look up and I'll be gone. Bit by bit, I came for you, for you, I came for you, but you did not heed my urgency. Hotel, motel, what you gonna do today?
Make it a crime to be out in the cold,
watching the detectives as they shoot, 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 shoot. Now, few job for you.
We're thinking our turn. We're keening our turn.
Who are we? We're the communication people. The people whose talk is strictly state-of-the-art technology. It's disposable, reversible, reusable with almost any leading brand of idea, including our deluxe line, Door.
Hey, boo-boo, I'll save you.
Keep them doggies moving.
Break you.
Hey, you talk to me.
Yeah,
number 9. The waltz you see, the twist, Eldorado. Can you throw a beat on it?
I remember a wild fish. A guy's in the train station in the rain with his insides kicked out. Go ahead and ship. You'll be doing me a favor.
My analyst
told me that I've been out of my head the way he described it. He said it'd be better dead than alive.
Dripping legs hanging from their racks. Aluminum styrofoam. People like John. 5 o'clock. Go home. Eat the baby. Daddy's got the little patty. Somebody must be screaming. Dinner. Everyone sits down. Oh, it's work today, dear. Bang. Bang. Can I have meat? Honey, what's in the frying pan?
Case in point. A young man trapped in a carnival mill of maze of fantasy and compulsion. Just east of the run, and just south of the Twilight Zone.
Everybody wants to get into ya.
For those of you who just tuned in, the President of the United States has been shot.
Pause for station identification.
Mr. President, look out!
KKD, San Francisco.
I scare myself when I let my thoughts run.
Like as the waves make for the pebble shore. Some new odd minutes hasten to that end.
And so come to the end.
You are here to participate in an atomic maneuver.
Howie, our baby has gone down.
A radiation from heaven whoosh flattened the city. Was very devilish the city. Was God's fire. And God said, grab all you stuff. And they made all these deals. And the evil just kept going up and up and up. And God just turned around right then when zoosh.
And he opened the sixth seal. And behold, the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood. And the sky vanished like a scroll that is rolled up. And I saw an angel call to the birds of mid-heaven, come, gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of men.
Prajna Paramita Avalokita's Vala Bodhisattva. But the Bodhisattva realizes that all five skandhas are empty. He is freed from the cycle of birth, death, and suffering. Bam, ba, 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 ra, ra.
Yes, dear friends, that was the great Michael Pepe, Reverend Michael Pepe, or Pope Imhotep, as he is also known. Before that, friends, this whole show has had a lot of cut-ups and collages by Mr. Fernandinande Lee Murr. That's just in general. It's suffused with that. We also heard before that some Frank Zappa, a little bit of ancient Frank Zappa. And before that, some Ray Hay, the guitar player for the Swinging Love Corpses there, playing with the amino acids at X Day 7. Yes, Lemur. And now some more Lemur from PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm skeptical of PR News in Washington. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan and former CIA Director George Tenet have been jailed outside of China. Lawyers will be illegal. It's not clear if 20 political parties in Mozambique raised Spam again. President Bush has been thrown out by a judge. The ruling effectively overturns presidential elections. He has been sharply criticized for the nation's highest civilian honor. On Wall Street, 52-690-14-21-6-1202-62-5.
Greetings. Welcome back. Great to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's El Rushmo here, the EIB Network. I am loaded today.
Hey, it's me.
Cancer and
anemia with uncontrolled high blood pressure and blood clots.
I'm the germy mess.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
It's so good to have
serious fatal infections, lymphoma, nervous system and blood disorders, and headache.
Fabulous.
Call now to find
liver injury, heart failure, blood disorders, tuberculosis, nervous system disorders and lymphoma, allergic reactions, hives, trouble breathing and low blood pressure.
For you.
My fellow citizens, I have requested this opportunity to talk about the tragedy which happened last Friday evening. This morning I entered a plea of guilty to the charge of leaving Massachusetts on my own.
Kittens tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Clitoris. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Coitus. Vole.
And now for our weird song of the day. Its name? Acid Rain.
Complexion with the flesh hanging out our face.
rain that we love to tear our face off of.
That's Pimp Daddy Supreme did that. A Self Slayer, Reverend Self Slayer, who lives in France, has been posting Pimp Daddy material, which we've been scraping off of alt.binary Slack. It was all lemurs before that, from top to bottom, all the way down.
From PR News in Washington, on in a bombing and shooting attack on Saturn's largest moon. The European Space Probe said it would not retaliate after a meeting with a U.S. delegation in North Korea and Indiana. President Bush wants $500 to spite more than 5 million low-income students. Bush says he'll ask to be explored by spacecraft.
Emails.
North Korea says they beat and humiliated them for PR News. Spain's Basques have officially presented a plan for making a soft landing on PR News, Washington.
We smell sausage. We smell sausage.
Okay.
I just can't understand it.
Maybe it's just because you're stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's the oldest excuse in the world. Now do you see why I was amused?
No.
Wow.
My fellow Americans, the great society rests on poverty for all. But that is just the beginning. The great society is a place where every child can find racial injustice. It is a place where leisure is boredom and restlessness. It is a place where man serves nature. But most of all, the great society is not in our classrooms. Aristotle said, men come together in cities in order to rebuild the entire urban United States. Worst of all, expansion is eroding precious and time-honored loneliness and boredom and indifference. And our society will never be great once our natural splendor is destroyed. It can never be recaptured. And man can no longer wonder at nature. His spirit will wither and his sustenance be wasted. So we must give every child hours of labor to find new ways to stimulate the love of the great society.
My lords and members of the House of Commons, my government will continue to pursue policies which entrench and promote international terrorism and organized crime. A bill will be introduced to extend the Serious Organized Crime Agency, and the crime that flows from it will be strengthened. My government will continue to take action to secure high levels of manslaughter. In particular, the bill will introduce a new offence of corporate employment as it reforms the welfare state. My government has always recognised the importance of drug abuse to help to reduce further the numbers of those engaged in training and education. There will be further legislation to tackle growth and prosperity in the United Kingdom and elsewhere. My government is committed to reducing educational opportunity and to promoting mental illness in Northern Ireland to support the continuing exploitation. We look forward to receiving the state visit of His Excellency the President of the Republic of Canada, and will use this opportunity to combat human rights on both sides of the Atlantic, and will work with the international community to consolidate the distribution of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons to good causes. My government will work to strengthen drug smuggling and international crime, and reduce democratic reform to improve performance. My lords and members of the House of Commons, I pray that the blessing of Almighty God may rest upon your councils.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Commit to blast off.
We're doing just fine. Loose nut? Yes, sir, Captain Shall. I want you to prepare to fire stage 2 engines. I'm all ready. When I say, go ahead and fire them. Go ahead right now. Fire engine 2. Boy, that was quite an experience. Part of our spaceship has left us now, and we're going up higher and higher, Loose Nut. Yes, I know that, Captain Shall. Boy, we're having quite a time. I wonder how everybody's doing. Yes, why don't I check? Go ahead, Loose Nut, and check on your earphones there. Listen in. Sister Shalp is in the auxiliary control room, and see what's going on down there, if everything is okay. Captain Shalp. Yes, Loose Nut? Listen into your earphone. I hear Sister Shalp singing a song right now.
Somewhere in outer space, God has prepared a place for those who trust Him and obey. Jesus will come again, and though we don't know when, striving for. Call upon the Savior while you may. Three and two coming through the clouds in bright array. The countdown's getting lower every day.
Friends, that was from a real Christian children's television show. Thanks to Reverend Susie the Floozy for capturing that. And now, PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm digging out after being blanketed with 400 dogs earlier this month.
It's going to be an ongoing cleanup effort.
The dog does not violate a citizen's right to marijuana.
The Supreme Court will rally outside the Supreme Court building later today. Powerful weak Microsoft says it will hold a blast via a phone hookup from PR News. A suicide car bomber brave PR News in Washington.
Yes. Is it making a public performance of the Happy Birthday song a violation of copyright law?
Yes.
Isn't, he asked if performing Happy Birthday in public a violation of the copyright law.
You're under arrest.
Yes, but according to the fair use law, it all depends on whether on which country club the judge goes to. That's essentially how copyright law is decided. That's my position on copyright law. If they catch you, then you did wrong. They have not really caught me yet. Yes?
Can I continue to follow Martha Stewart?
To follow Martha Stewart straight into the clinker, daddy-o. Oh, yeah. No, actually, the sub-genius, being a sub-genius doesn't preclude believing in any other faith. In fact, you can believe in pretty much anything. It'll all work in. Our doctrine is so fluid and hypocritical that you can pretty much believe anything and everything in the book of the subgenius. Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Friend, that is a question only you can answer. I love turning it around like that. That makes people feel so crappy. I'm afraid only you can answer that question. Right, maybe the hokey pokey indeed is what it's all about.
Turn it all up.
Do you like the hokey? I don't like the hokey pokey.
That's not really an answer.
No, well.
It's kind of hokey.
You're just repeating what she said.
I'm sorry. That's it. There's your answer. I'm a sorry, pathetic faker.
I think you're cool.
See? Okay, what else? Well, actually, it looks like the video. There's a new video, a set of Bob videos out, which is what has been showing back there. That's what I've been doing for the last year, is replenishing my animation and video cutting skills. Nobody reads anymore, but I've been selling our old video, Arise. A lot of people have been buying that, especially since I started giving it away. You can download. By the way, I will proudly tell you this. All of our best work you can download right now off of a news group called Alt Binaries Slack and another one called Alt Binaries Monter Movies. All of it for free, and they're not crappy copies. They're the kind that you can put onto a CD and play it in your DVD player. It's not a DVD, but it's close. And ever since we announced that and started giving our stuff away, by God, if I didn't start, the orders tripled. So now I've got three orders. So, you know, yeah.
I don't understand. He's good for keeping passports and water purification.
Now, I thought you weren't the memory part.
No, I'm the memory part. She understands and translates.
You'll be on the center and do
it. He remembers.
Yeah, I'm the read-only memory. She's the real intelligence behind the thing. Sort of like the pipe and Bob. The pipe is the real brain. Bob is just missing the...
We are smoking you. Bob is there.
You're taking a question, though.
No. You're on the air.
You see, in the Far East, it is spoken that there is a sacred tortilla of Bob's head in, is it Plano, Texas?
That was a long, long time ago.
This is supposedly more holy than the Grail, the Christian Grail. It has magical powers, I am.
Well,
understood.
It was back in the 80s, but then they started appearing on in like everybody's tortillas.
What about
eventually they just started marketing these damn Dobbs-head tortillas, and then the market was glutted and it lost its holiness. And
what about the dinner roll? The dinner roll that was discovered? There was a dinner roll also
right.
in Plano.
Yeah, that
Bob's
was in Plano, Texas.
Inside
you're right.
of that.
There's a famous photograph of that in Book of the Subgenius. That,
where can I come to a door and worship at the Bob?
I don't...
You must kill Bob.
Plano?
You must find him and kill him.
Well, first you have to become a minister, which that's involves quite a bit of money and...
I have very much
surgery.
Money.
What do you want? Jewels? Wealth? Travel the world?
Do you have any children?
No children. I
because
am
we might be willing
homosexual.
To we might be willing to trade children for...
I am a woman.
For
I am
power.
A lesbian.
Really?
Yes.
That's a wonderful voice you've got there, let me tell you.
Well, when you are
well, we
lesbian,
might have a work
very
study
good. They
plan.
Have a very male voice. It gets you around better.
I bet.
We might have a some sort of a work barter, work study plan at the Dobbstown home for slackless children.
How big
we
is the cage at Dobbstown?
Well,
how large will the cage be for me?
Very, very large. So that even you, who are strong like bull, make good wife, you will.
I thank you very much.
All right.
Praise the Bob.
Praise the Bob.
I think that guy had us confused with that other cult that worships the Bob.
I don't know. Who is the Bob anyway? You're on the air, by the way. It's 687-3515. Caller.
Yeah, Bob, you know. With the Lincoln.
With the Lincoln.
Yeah.
When you say Lincoln, what class of object are you referring to?
We're talking about an automobile.
No. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? It's good. Bucky calling from Canada.
Well, Bucky. Good to hear from you again. How you been?
I'm all right. I was just calling in. I got a couple questions, and I'm way behind because I started calling in about half an hour ago. But it's one of those ring, 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 then my phone hangs up things.
Yeah. I know how that is.
My questions. Actually, my first thing is a point. The opposite of Burning Man, wouldn't that be like a wet woman?
Well, yeah. But somebody else was a drowning woman. We thought about calling it Drowning Woman, but then we thought, no, that would bum. That's negative marketing, you know. That would so we were trying
how about
to
non-flammable
hone it.
Woman.
What really is the selling point? And that
non-flammable
finally, you're a naked
woman.
Woman, as opposed to Burning Man.
Non-flammable but woman.
You actually to
flame retardant woman.
Fire retardant woman.
Oh, you know what? I think I had to bleep that out because you mentioned a price on the air.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm not sure, though. We're not really advertising the event, but I don't know. I have no idea.
No. Oh, Burning Man is actually a non-commercial event.
I know it is. Oh. We've got another caller here. We're going to expand the panel to 4 callers now. You're on the air.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow, what was that?
Inappropriate. That was
inappropriate. You know,
that's the guy from the FCC who calls up to make sure that everything is according to Hoyle.
Oh, you know what you have to do, Senator? You have to find there's an FCC song out by Eric Idle.
Oh yeah,
it's I can't even say the title of it because it would be bleeped.
Oh
but
yeah,
it's,
try it.
It's Blank You Very Much, the FCC.
Oh
and
yes,
it's not blank. It's an expletive.
Expletive. Oh boy. Well, you know what? I'm going to say that right now. Fuck the FCC. It
good
is politically
Lord.
Protected speech, and we have aired a disclaimer.
Did you just... I can't tell if that went out on the radio or not.
I say.
Did that go, or did you have to bleep yourself?
That went. It went. And I think we haven't gotten obscene yet. We're allowed to be indecent, but we're not allowed to be obscene.
Right, right.
And because that was a political statement, it is by definition not obscene because it has serious literary and artistic merits.
Oh, is that what they're calling it now?
Yeah.
You're exercising your right to really free speech.
That's right. We got one more caller here now, and you're on the air.
Absolutely
wrong.
What happened to Pigman? Pigman, I heard Pigman's voice earlier tonight. Pigman called up just for a second and then got cut off.
I don't remember Pigman exactly.
I'm certain it was Pigman.
I barely recognize the voice, but I think I heard something, someone, something like that.
Hmm.
But one, my last question. Okay, I have a question about beer. We were talking about Molson Canadian, and I think I had some that I might have offered to you.
Yeah.
The other weekend.
You did.
you didn't have it, did you?
I declined.
As a result, I had so much extra of this Molson Canadian that I bought in Cleveland that we brought it back to Canada, Helena and I, when we came back. So my question is, as I'm drinking Molson Canadian from Cleveland back here in Canada, am I drinking imported beer?
It's called re-imported. Re-importation, just like...
They let you take drugs across the border?
Right. Like, a lot of Americans go to Canada to get prescription drugs for the cheaper government price-controlled price over there.
Right.
And then they bring them back to the U.S. Even though they were made in the U.S. originally, we call that re-importation.
See,
of prescription
drugs.
We figured
that beer would be technically... That the word would have to be deported. The beer was deported.
From PR News in Washington, I'm described as a paltry and miserly car bombings in Baghdad during a raid on parts of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Afghanistan, and a buffer between the expanding European Union and northern Ohio. Sami Muhammad Ali Saeed Al-Ja'af, Abu Omar Al-Kurdi, will be part of a larger package in the war on PR News.
The God Almighty.
We have to make it another week with...
The God Almighty. The.
Very soon. And then all of a sudden there was a...
The God
Canadian
Almighty.
...flag on the screen.
You know, I never really asked.
Yeah. It's about time.
Haystang.
It's about time. Haystang. Aren't you the delivery boy? No.
Sweet little pussy.
The God Almighty.
I hear you got a sweet little pussy.
You know, I never really asked.
His day. Sure. Who's a commercial? His day.
You know, I never really asked, but you have to assume. Then what good are you?
The God Almighty.
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 Then what good are you?
He told me that the world is in big trouble, and he wants me
not
to-
Not now, Bob. You know, I never really asked. Then what good are you?
Andy, I met God today. Andy, I met God today. Andy, I met God today. Andy, I met God today.
Cool. Then what good are you? What good are any of you? Must I do everything myself?
Over here.
Did he have special powers?
Did he? God is the most powerful being in the universe.
Did he have special powers?
Did he? God is the most powerful being in the universe.
Well, what's going on?
She's taken over. It's horrible.
Is that a pantsuit?
Don't ask.
Haystack.
Can he turn his arm into a missile launcher like Megalor?
Well, I saw him make himself 100 feet tall.
Haste,
haste, haste, haste, haste, haste, haste. He certainly does.
I'd like to get a little bit of that Dobbs on my dork.
Can he turn his arm into a missile launcher like Megalor?
What feline animal is not available for petting in any petting zoo?
Can he turn his arm into a missile launcher like...
I see the alien hardware that I'm not, you're not, it's huge.
Well, where's the devil? Well, where's the devil?
Can he turn his arm into a missile launcher like...
My little Smilodon.
Can he turn his arm into a missile launcher like Megalor?
Well, I saw him make himself 100 feet tall.
Bring no missiles.
No. No. I swear, I saw him with my own eyes.
Just like the UFO you saw when we were camping.
Hey, you can't tell me that the government has a helicopter that can veer sideways with that kind of velocity.
And, I know you scientists would love to get home, get a few DNA samples
hey,
off of
my... Hey, you can't tell me that the government...
That may or may not have been Psychic TV. I really don't know. It was labeled Psychic TV when I downloaded it. And before that, we heard, of course, some PR news from Lemur. We heard some Radio Synesthesia. That's Dr. Sinister's show on WCSB in Cleveland on Sunday nights, right after the hour of Slack. We use that show a lot, and it uses us. And before that, I think a little bit of yours truly preaching at Starwood. If you need to know more about the Church of the Subgenius or the Swinging Love Corpses, which is what produced the music in the background, please check out www.subgenius.com. Or you can write to us at Hour of Slack, or Bob, or Subgenius Foundation at Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Accept no substitutes.
We've got another line blinking here. Dare we see who's on here? You're on the air. Hello.
Man, what's with this, you want to wait or no with the line?
What is it?
It's a coded message from God.
It's from the Illuminati, actually.
Who is this guy?
The ringing, the frequency of the ringing phone. When you know you hear the phone ringing, that's actually vibrating at a specific frequency. It's a coded message from the Illuminati.
I don't understand this.
Well, then you're in some trouble because you're the only hope. Don't you understand? The Illuminati are trying to contact you because you are the chosen one.
This is not right.
You alone will have the power to save us.
This is not right. I don't agree with this.
So what don't you know? Anyway, enough of that guy. I just cut him off. I do that.
Censorship's a bitch. Ooh, yeah. Can I say that on the radio?
Oh, well. I guess.
If there's anything you should be able to say on the radio, it's that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to free up another line for you guys so you can take some more calls.
All right. Hey, you know what? I keep forgetting your name. I mean, I recognize you and meet Bucky.
Right.
Okay, Bucky.
He's named that for those giant teeth that stick out in front like a cartoon squirrel man.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm
saying. Huge giant buck teeth.
Okay. I'm not going to forget.
He can cut down a telephone pole. When you get him real drunk, he can cut down a telephone pole in about half an hour.
I actually stole the name from our Buckminster Fuller. Although people keep on.
Bucky Fuller.
People keep on insinuating that I stole it from Captain America's sidekick, Bucky.
No, I figured he stole
I like
it
the Bucky
from Buckminster
Ball.
Fuller. I know there are many subgeniuses who are Buckminster Fuller.
Buckminster Fullerites.
He's their long GURPER staff for many.
Well, yeah, but that's the problem. See, I was partway through reading Synergetics. when I made a post to Alt-Dot Slack and I had to pick a name, and off I went with Bucky.
I just like that.
I never finished reading it. So all the people that want to talk about our Buckminster Fuller, I'm only on page 60.
I like the...
it's like a 500-page book.
I like the fact that he went by Buckminster instead of whatever his first name was, you know, like...
I think it was Richard.
Richard. Or no, Buckminster.
Dick.
Which name
Here's
do you
want
to... Go by. Go by.
Dick Fuller.
Dick sounds like a
I think I see
name,
why now.
A, you know, a brush salesman joke name.
Buckminster, now that's a name.
Dick.
And there are molecules named after him now, such
right.
as...
They're not going to call him Dicky Balls.
They're the Bucky Ball and the Bucky Tube.
For obvious reasons.
C60.
If you call the carbon, that type of carbon arrangement, if that's what it is, a Dicky Ball, that would be laughable, risible. He would turn in his grave.
That's right.
Well, Bucky Balls is pretty funny if you... If
yeah, that's a, yeah, but it's cute.
If you're me and people call you Bucky and start talking about Bucky Balls, it's a little bit... that's a little bit weird, too.
Right.
That's the kind of thing you see at X-Day. You see a lot of Bucky Balls at X-Day if you hang around the pool.
Gross.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that's enough for me. I've explained my name, and I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
You have a good night.
The shakes go.
Too much. Down at the bank. Gun. Knee.
From a little.
Just went.
Yeah.
Like that.
Two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
The rat drove off and left him there. What's your stunt?
Cream puff went.
Do other people's children like this?
Find out.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Boys and cream, no friend here is boy flop. Here at the I got my girl's
yeah.
spot.
Oh, no.
What? I'm not about to have time. But the little delight one.
You stop to make him so quick.
While try find him, he'll talk out.
Talk.
Not to make him so quick. Try to talk and find out.
What?
Make him so
quick. Right.
Friends, you're listening to... Friends, you're listening to... Friends, you're listening to... Friends, you're listening to...